All right, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark. Today is Friday, the 13th, and earnings season is off to a kind of rocky start. Yesterday, we had Delta earnings reporting, Walgreens reporting. Today, we had the banks reporting. So what do the banks do? How are they reacting? And most importantly, how is the markets reacting? And also our positions here. That's what we're going to take a look at this. Hey, if this is your first time here, I'm Marcus Hardcutter. This is my head coach, Mark Hodge, and we are real traders who trade live accounts. And therefore, we got a lot of trading experience, and we're showing you how we trade these crazy markets. So trust me, we know our stuff, and we're not afraid to tell you like it is. So if you're here looking for some honest insights into the fascinating world of trading, you are in the right place. And yes, as you can see, I am not in my studio. I'm traveling right now. I'm already on my way to Grand Cayman Islands, where we'll spend a couple of weeks with our mastermind members. Mark, you're leaving tonight, right?
Yep, taking a red eye.
All right. Well, can't wait to see you tomorrow in the sun and watching the sunsets. And until then, well, sunsets over the stock market. So yesterday, stocks snapped a four-day winning streak. And today, S&P is down 0.25%.
You know, there is that reaction this morning, Marcus, that slightly lower, and it does look like we're going to finish the week positive, but a little bit of a dip today.
Yeah, and I mean, we have so many news flying in. It's a little bit all over the place, because on the one hand, we have oil prices going higher after the U.S. tightens the sanctions on Russia crude oil sales. And so overnight, crude oil was up 4%. It's pulling back a little bit right now, but another jump in crude oil.
Yeah, big jump there, actually, overnight, and still up considerably. You're right, Marcus. Also, some, you know, an impending ground war in the Gaza Strip could be creating a little bit of that buying as well.
Yeah. So on the one hand, we have crude oil up, and then we are in the middle of earnings season. So talking about earnings season, yesterday we had Delta, we had Walgreens reporting worse than expected, but jumping up, and today we had all of the banks. Where shall we start? With which bank?
I think we should start with JP Morgan, Marcus.
Why don't we? JP Morgan, the biggest bank in the US, right now up 3% earlier, jumping as high as, I think it was a little bit over 4% that we were up.
Yeah, it's pulled back off of session highs, but I think it even got around 5% higher at one point before pulling back. Still a nice session for JP Morgan. They beat on earnings. They also beat on revenue.
Yeah. And I think this time we didn't hear from Jamie Dimon that, we have all these storm clouds on the horizon. So this time, I mean, I didn't see any major comments that could have moved or shook up the markets here.
I agree. I didn't see any earth-shattering comments this time. So it seems like the earnings beat, revenue beat, and no dire warnings helped.
Yeah. Citigroup, another one that reported today, also up 2.7% after reporting better than expected earnings.
Sure, nice little move there. And Citigroup's earnings were flat year over year, but they still beat analysts, also beating on revenue.
Yeah.
Or they beat analyst expectations, that is. They didn't beat analysts. There aren't poor analysts like broken down in a corner of a room or anything like that. Sorry.
All right. Switching gears, United Health Group also reported earnings, also better than expected, beating earnings here.
Yeah. And, you know, these are, you know, some big names and solid market cap stock. So this is promising, up 1.6%, pulling back from session highs. But nice little move there.
Yeah. So, I mean, this all seems quite good. And then we also have some news from the Fed front, where we see that Philadelphia's Fed President Harker says, all right, we are good. We should not raise interest rates anymore.
This is a nice comment, at least for those who do not want the Fed to raise. He said that, absent a stark turn in what I see in the data and hear from contacts, I believe that we are at a point where we can hold rates where they are. And he is a voting member, so that is important. That is significant. So, yeah, that's a decent thing for my
state. Yeah, I mean, but talking about data, this is where, if you look at data today, we got, again, a little bit worse data. We already had the PPI coming in higher than expected. We had the CPI coming in higher than expected. And today, the University of Michigan inflation expectations coming in at 3.8% versus 3.2% in the previous month. So inflation on the rise again?
I take this with a grain of salt. It's more data that we have to digest, but expectations versus what we had with CPI and PPI, not to mention the big spike in backdated yields like the 10-year yield. I think that we're at no hike this year. I think the Fed could pause unless there's some crazy stuff coming out, and I don't think those expectations are crazy.
Yeah, and so this is where talking about pausing here in the Fed. I mean, these probabilities are just jumping higher and higher. That's not only the probabilities of the Fed keeping interest rates the same, but also the probabilities of you getting a box of steaks, which are increasing again. So this is a super interesting year, especially after Fed President Harker's comments. It seems that market participants say, all right, yeah, we believe that the Fed might be done at least for the November meeting. If we start looking at the December meeting, I mean, this is where, okay, it's changing here as well, because yesterday we had a 60-40 probability. Right now we are looking at 70-30.
And again, this is what I've believed for a while, but you never know. You never know. So there's still more data, but I think the more interesting probability, and also what investors right now are really more interested in, because we've kind of discounted a rate hike and we've said no hike. The next real interesting thing is when there's a cut.
Right. And so, I mean, it starts to creep up towards May next year. I mean, we still have like a 40% probability that rates will stay the same. But I mean, there's some probabilities creeping in that maybe as early as May, the Fed might lower interest rates.
Exactly. And so I think that the May-June scenario makes sense, and any wording or any data that even gets that to March, I think could really take away some of the pressure. But right now, May-June is kind of the target, at least based on Fed funds futures and traders.
Yeah. What surprised me today looking at the markets is that the VIX is spiking up. Look at this. The VIX up 13% today. And do you think that this is attributed to all of this different data? I mean, the Israeli-Hamas conflict that we have going on in the Middle East, the sanctions against Russia, crude oil, I mean, earnings season. I was just surprised because, yes, stocks are down right now, 0.25%, trading at session lows. But that is a very substantial spike that we see here of 14% in the VIX.
That is huge. That is big. Yeah, that's interesting. That's interesting. One other thing to throw into the mix here, Friday the 13th.
It's Friday the 13th. You never know.
Maybe that's helping. That
watch for black cats fight and any ladders. All right. Want to take a look at our positions?
Sure, why not?
All right. So let's do this, and let's actually hop over. Take a look at how all of this affects our positions. And first up here, CSIQ. CSIQ yesterday pulled back a little bit. Today, just hanging in there. I mean, not really a dramatic move here just yet. It started to move, but now seems that it has found some support, which, again, is not bad at all because it is in rescue mission territory and we are considering flying a rescue mission here. So going a little bit sideways is actually helping us here.
I'm with you, Marcus. This is You know, one thing that we didn't mention, so there was a bond auction yesterday at 1 p.m. Eastern time, and I don't think you mentioned it at the open
No.
anyway. And to be honest, bond auctions are typically a non-event.
Yeah.
Low impact, not that big of a deal, but this time it did surprise investors, and so that's really where the stock started to fall, and CSIQ fell with the overall market, and yields were spiking. Right. So, with that said, a lot of this movement, that nice gain and then pullback yesterday, tied to the overall market and bond yields. But then today, yields are pulling back a little bit. I agree with you. I have mixed feelings with CSIQ because I would love it to just jump right back to 35. But I also would like to add to the position, bring my cost basis down to 30-ish, and that's going to make it a lot easier to sell calls on that rally. So I just want to see a little support here. I don't want to jump the gun, but I'm liking what we're seeing, and I know that sounds weird because CSIQ is not heading back up right now.
Yeah, even though it looked for a few days. On the other hand, here, this is where we have Devon Energy. I mean, Devon Energy, that's where I sold puts at 45, got assigned, sold calls against it. Right now, we are trading at 48. I mean, with crude oil spiking, so this is where I will get called away today. It's very unlikely that we are dropping all the way below 45. So this was a super quick wheel trade here, in and out, assigned last week, selling calls on Monday and being called away probably later today. Again, usually we say, well, most likely, but I mean, this is pretty much a certainty here.
Yeah, I'm gonna say I would bet two boxes of steaks you get called away on this one.
Yeah. Now, another one that is moving higher and higher here is NEE. I mean, NextEra Energy, and that is good to see it moving higher. And again, kind of mixed feelings because it is in rescue mission territory. So, would be nice if it went down a little bit. But hey, I'm okay flying a rescue mission on CSIQ, and here just having kind of a V-shape recovery because that's what it looks like right now.
Yeah, and I saw something that came out. It said that NextEra Energy keeps its quarterly dividend at 46.75 a share, payable to December 15th shareholders on record as of November 24th. So I think part of this is probably them saying, "Hey, we're keeping that dividend the same," and with growth concerns, that's something that I think investors were a little bit worried about.
Yeah, so we have two events. We have in 11 days, we have earnings coming out on October 24th before the bell. And then I think the dividend yields, because NEE is one of the dividend aristocrats.
Yep.
So, all
Not
right.
supposed to move as much.
Huh?
It's not supposed to move as much.
Yeah, right. Exactly. PNC. Okay. So PNC also reported earnings today. And I mean, PNC reacted to earnings like holy cannoli here. I mean, look at this. This looks like a seismograph here on an earthquake. It's calming down a little bit. But let's talk about earnings here in PNC.
Yeah, this is interesting because they beat on earnings. They reported worse than expected revenue. Actually, a lot of the bank stocks today higher doing well. PNC and BlackRock in the financial services sector not doing too hot. And PNC also announced that they are laying off, I think it was 4% of their employees to help offset that revenue concern there. So could be a little bit of an overreaction at the same time. We looked at our earnings analysis yesterday, and so far, this is what we could expect.
That is exactly what we're expecting with PNC. I mean, we looked at it yesterday. Let's just hop over here to the earnings analysis. Go to PNC, and we know that yes, it is normal for PNC as an overnight reaction to be down and then move higher, especially on news that they're laying off some workers. I mean, that's usually good news for companies, reducing labor cost.
Yes, that it's It's hard to swallow sometimes if you are someone in the workforce, but typically speaking, that is a positive move and investors like it.
Yeah. So again, going back here to a 5-minute chart, I mean, today all over the place. I mean, look at this. I think in pre-market trading, they were even slightly up. I think I saw them up 0.5% or 0.75%. Then moving all the way down to a negative of 3.5% right now, just trying to calm down here around negative 2.6%. And I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if next week this stock starts popping.
I agree. It looks like 118 is support here for the day. And that kind of goes back to some prior trading that we had in September. But it does look like we found some short-term support.
No. All right. A little bit more of our positions there is UPS, and UPS today gapping higher, still up almost 1%, 0.84. So that's definitely something that I'll look into, selling calls against my existing position. But as I said, I want to participate a little bit on the up move. And you see today, super, super interesting. That's where I said, I do believe that we have some resistance right here at 157.50. Sure enough, banging into this resistance, pulling back. I think once we pull through this, the next stop is probably right here at around 162, and then the next stop will be probably up here around 172. And I want to see if we pop above this, and then I'll be interested in selling some calls at hopefully the 162.50, maybe even joining you at the 165 level.
I agree with this short-term resistance. Broken. I think that this rally has legs. I think we can move higher. I just pulled up the call premium just to see where we're at. And for the 157.50, you could probably get around $1.65, and that's probably 45, closer to 50% annualized, Marcus. Not enough at the 160 level. So for your assignment price, you could definitely sell calls at your cost basis. For me, I need to wait a little bit.
Yeah, and I mean, this was my plan all along to participate here a little bit in an upswing of UPS. So I'll wait. I'll
Sure.
see if it rallies a little bit more today, or if you have to wait until next week, which is fine too. All right. Last but not least, Goldman Sachs. I haven't even checked this morning, so I'm super curious of what will happen here. Oh my gosh, this would be a super close one, don't you think?
Yes, we rallied as high as 316.18. Right now it's at 311.41. I think that this is going to go down to the wire. We'll see if we're above or below 312.50 at the close. As I've mentioned earlier this week, I'm okay getting called away. In fact, that's what I'd prefer. But if I don't get called away, I will evaluate things on Monday. If I don't get called away, I'm just hoping for a nice Monday pop. Let the stock open at 320, and I'll go ahead and sell those shares.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, this you got assigned by 2 cents because it went down to 312.48, and almost feels like today it could be very similar that either you end up at 312.48 or 312.52. I mean, it really seems it's coming down to the wire. If you look at a 5-minute chart of Goldman Sachs, we also see that it's just wild here how this has been moving, as you said, I mean, all over the place. I mean, first popping higher to 316, 18, down to 311, 15. So, I mean, this here could be anybody's game.
It looks like it wants to be in that 312, 313.50 range. So, yeah, we'll see where it ends up.
I know, it's just crazy. Okay. VIX still up 12% for the day. S&P right now trading at session lows. The Dow is trading at session lows. The Nasdaq is trading at session lows. Let's see what crude oil is doing here. Crude oil trading, no, not at session highs, but attacking session highs again. So, I mean, this is, don't want to say a typical Friday the 13th. No, but I mean, today we have just so many news that are moving the markets, and traders are trying to figure out what do we do. And it almost feels like traders are saying, you know what, let's just sell a few positions going into the weekend and reassess on Monday, especially with the conflict in the Middle East going on between Israel and Hamas. I mean, this is where I think traders want to play it a little bit safe and selling some of the positions, squaring off, taking some profits.
It looks like it's starting to turn that way, even though some of the big banks did well, but in the red, but positive for the week. We'll take that.
Yeah. All right. So that's it from the road. And if you are liking it, click on like. On Monday, we will be live from Cayman Islands. So make sure that you're subscribing to the channel. Hit the notification bell. If you feel that anybody can benefit from this video, feel free to share it. And then we will see you on Monday live from Cayman Islands.
Happy trading, everybody.